Jeffrey Epstein's Global Network. In this article, I will talk about the crime committed by Jeffrey Epstein and the global network established by Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a financier and convicted sex offender who was accused of trafficking and abusing underage girls for years. He had connections to many powerful and influential people, including politicians, celebrities, and royalty. He also created a network of organizations and foundations that allegedly served as fronts for his illegal activities. He died in prison in 2019, but his case remains controversial and unresolved. "You know, I never accept things as they are. I look at the background. Let's do this together today." There were secret relations in the US that the Americans didn't even know about. And they were intertwined. Jeffrey Epstein, who is now obviously the name that will be talked about more, is on trial in the US on charges of sexual abuse of girls and creating a prostitution network, and his contacts with celebrities such as CIA Director William Burns and Noam Chomsky have been revealed. Jeffrey Epstein was a very important figure in the intelligence world with very critical responsibilities. He was a major player in the network that was set up to reach and control the targets. It was a very large network and they were everywhere. Even the USA has just started to talk about these issues. There are emperors, heads of state, the very rich, scientists, politicians, banks, celebrities, you name it. Jeffrey Epstein's system included Wall Street billionaires, famous businessmen, heads of state, scientists, politicians, and intelligence officers. All the meetings took place with the participation of mostly underage girls. Sometimes in New York, sometimes in Mar-a-Lago. Some of these girls died in mysterious circumstances, like Ruslana Korshanova. In August 2022, the FBI raided Trump's previously controversial Mar-a-Lago mansion and took 15 boxes of classified documents. In August 2022, the FBI raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, which had previously been the subject of controversy. The order for the raid was given by Judge Bruce Reinhardt, who signed and approved it. According to witnesses, Jeffrey Epstein and Trump met several times at the raided house. Trump did not accept these allegations and denied them. It is said that 15 boxes of confidential documents were taken from Trump's property. This kind of operation doesn't happen without clear information. They've probably been tipped off that there's something important inside. The US deep state seems to have taken action to control, manage, and keep Trump, who is likely to replace Biden, in the lane he wants. To prevent Trump, who has a different view of NATO, Europe, China, and Russia, from creating problems for the new system, 15 boxes of documents would be required to control Trump as soon as he became a candidate. The US deep state seems to have taken action to control, manage, and keep Trump, who is likely to replace Biden, in the lane it wants. To prevent Trump, who looks at NATO, Europe, China, and Russia differently, from creating problems for the new system, 15 boxes of documents would be required to control Trump. Let's get back to Jeffrey Epstein. According to the Wall Street Journal, the CIA director and Epstein had a close relationship. William Burns, then U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, made three appointments with the pedophile billionaire in 2014 to meet in Washington and at Epstein's home in Manhattan. This house has been cited in court cases as the site of many of Epstein's sexual exploits. Burns allegedly wanted to go into the private sector and the only person he turned to for help was Epstein. Catherine Ruemmler, an advisor to U.S. President Barack Obama from 2011 to 2014, was mentioned as having met with Jeffrey Epstein dozens of times before leaving the White House to take a job at banking giant Goldman Sachs. The nature of the relationship between Goldman Sachs and Jeffrey Epstein is unclear. Jeffrey Epstein, who was murdered in prison, introduced Catherine Ruemmler to Ariane de Rothschild, the chief executive of the Swiss-based banking group Edmond de Rothschild. "We live in a system we don't understand." Epstein had a vast communication network, which attracted presidents, prime ministers, heads of intelligence, ministers of foreign affairs, senior executives, kings, queens, princes, and businessmen. Why did they associate with him? According to US media reports, Clinton was referred to as Doe 36 and went by the code name Evergreen within this network. Communication with Evergreen required the password H3RC, which stands for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Some have characterized this news as a conspiracy theory. But his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is well known. Kathy Alexander, Prince Andrew, James Michael Ostrich, Stephen Hawking, Victoria Hazel, Bill Richardson, Sky Roberts, Scott Rothstein, Philip Barden, Naomi Campbell, David Copperfield, Alexandra Cousteau, Leonardo DiCaprio, Alan Dershowitz, Kate Blanchett, David Boies, Laura Booth, Evelyn Boulette, Rebecca Boylan, Joshua Bunner, Kimberly Espinoza, Robert Jufri, Al Gore, Philip Goodryan, Shannon Harrison, Forrest Sawyer, Doug Scuttle and Miles Alexander, among many others. Another important Apollo was founded in New York in 1990 by Leon Black, Josh Harris, and Mark Rowan. Jeffrey Epstein, a key figure who was close friends with Leon Black, was also known and close to Trump. When the crisis broke out on Wall Street in the U.S. in 2008, Apollo, thanks to Epstein's support, was not affected by the storm, on the contrary, it grew. Epstein and Black. The important name to look at here was Leon Black. Leon Black later traveled to Russia many times. On a trip in 2011, he met directly with Russian President Putin. Another close friend of Black was Oleg Deripaska. Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein $158 million in fees and continued to earn in New York. This network was managed by a global intelligence mind. This operation was carried out by the U.S. DeepMind and it was a warning to all major players and global figures. The U.S. Central Power gave a clear and clear warning to everyone. Let's watch and see where or who will be the last stop of this business. Here you can read the 943-page criminal file of Jeffrey Epstein. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Canon Haydarov. Subject: Jeffrey Epstein's Global Network. Data October 1, 2024.